name of the native place is Rangshu.
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 Rangshu. Yeah.
Could you write that?
Yeah, they were in the same native place and the same monastery.
Mm-hmm. What was it like? I mean, what was the home? I mean, how was their days? Was it beautiful?
Then Lumba the Mazishibu. Lumba the Shibu the Mazishibu.
So he tried to yasi
lakwira. He says that is a kind of nomad.
Nomad.
Yeah, nomad place. And everyone, wherever they were born, like they will always say, that that's the best place, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I mean, he doesn't know what to say, whether it's the best place or the worst place.
Uh-huh.
But there's a place where nomads, mostly they have nomad,
mm-hmm.
where there's yaks and deer and,
sheep.
There's no field. So
how did the Rinpoche, Taru Rinpoche, or the monastery decide or how did they come to the decision to leave?
In the in fact, actually, you know, like Taru Rinpoche, he had kind of foretell. Foretell, you know, uh-huh. foretell.
Yes, he's seeing the future.
Seeing the future.
Uh-huh.
Saying that, see, now.
Oracle?
It's not oracle, but there is a kind of foretell, you know, like seeing. And someone's
vision.
Like, there's a vision uh-huh. saying that the time won't be good for you to stay here, and it would be better for you to leave this place to somewhere, you know.
Uh-huh.
And that's how they were like, decided to leave. And when, that by the year, they left was like in 1956, nothing
like. But it was only because of the vision. It wasn't the Chinese weren't doing anything.
It was only foretell. Chinese were there. They have come mm-hmm. to that place, but Chinese when they came first time to the places, you know, like they were so good, you know, like they were giving.
Yeah.
They were giving, like for the kids, they were giving sweets or toys, whatever they like. For the other people, like the elderly people or like that, those who are interested in gun, they give gun. And that time, during that time, like before 1956, whatever Taru Rinpoche's foretell was there, or whatever vision he got, like he had written by his own handwriting, and he has that book.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, he has that book.
Was this vision before, like 1955, or, I mean, was it?
That was before 1956.
So it was probably around 1955.
1955. But then,
it was a year of dragon.
Year of horse. He's not very sure, but the way he thinks it's a year of force, either a year of force or dragon.
How and why did the entire village, was there a village surrounding the monastery?
There were plenty. There's only like nomads were there. There's no fields or no houses. Like there, no houses for the villagers. They usually stay in a black tent, okay, which is made out of yaks hair.
Oh, of those villagers or the people around there? Did they go with the monastery?
Oh yeah. Then the chain number 19, Chidongu Jangap Chungadula Pei Udi Kho Su Dene, then the Gumban Chale Tromba Tende Rwa, Tromba Tende Rwa Chain number Nende Pei Udi Kho Su
Dene. Shita Yo Mare, Pei Kanga Di Si Na, Ta Si Che Ngo Cho Ngo Mare, Ye Si Dham Su La Di Yo Di Kho Su Dene. Che Long Tong Na Tende Yen Do Ni Mung Su Ni Ma Di Yi Di Na Cha Ni Ta Wo Yo.
Oh.
Pei Song Di Yo.
Yeah, it was kind of a secret.
Oh, like, it was?
At that time, yeah. Because Chinese, they were so good with the Tibetans, and most of the Tibetans, like those who wants to do a business, like they were wild, like they want to do a business and they want to make money and all that thing. And even like if Rinpoche says to these people that okay, now the time might not be good, so it's better to leave, you know, these people might tell to the Chinese. So
what would happen?
Secret will leak out, you know. Like only few of them have.
What would happen if the Chinese found out, like, if the secret got out that they were leaving?
Jamik Rinpoche Pegu Tam Mapeng Hun Pegu Peget Ta Peyak Zin Et Tene Konzo Hakkos Na Te Kare Che Gris.
Ten Kono Tau Ke Ta Pe Me Jo Si La Vi Yo Ra Yung Rinpoche Ke Kha So Ne Ta Nga Lo Cho Cho Ri Yung Nga Ya Chi Lu Sa Cha Ri Saja teng, wawa teng, ini ya sindir di kata cipun dan cimburi, jadi menuju kondom, ya kunci itu nama dongan di mari, wabu itu di bumbalo, ini mari.
And then those days, like some of the Chinese, they roughly came to know that he wants to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the Chinese, they encouraged him that we heard or we had kind of feeling that you want to leave this place, why you want to go, you know?
Uh-huh.
So the Rinpoche at that time said that, see, he wants to leave only, not for good, but he wants to leave for like a couple of months or 1 year.
Uh-huh.
He wants to go, since he's there are four sects.
Mm-hmm.
So since he's a Sakya sect, he wants to go and see other Sakya monasteries nearby. His monastery or nearby Khasa, where this is Drepung Gaden and Sera, and at the same time not only going to visit the monasteries, but at the same time like he wants to go as a pilgrimage, you know, pilgrimage.
Yeah.
Plus he wants to like offer a few things, like every day it's offer of Tibetan traditional philosophy books, or like whether it's money or whatever, like whether it's goods or butter or tea, like people used to give up like kilos and kilos of butter and tea, you know. So he wants to just go for 1 year and then he'll come over.
Just him? Come over. Just the Rinpoche?
Rinpoche and few of his
men.
Like if Rinpoche wants to take all the monks or the people who are surrounded nearby the monastery, if he wants to take all of them, you know, like then Chinese will definitely suspect that he wants to leave for good, you know.
Uh-huh.
So Rinpoche took only few of the people.
What would happen if the Chinese did find out? Would the Chinese shoot people, or I mean, what would they? I mean,
because Rinpoche, that Rinpoche, Suna, because Kitong Gyo Nam Chumba Dulo, then the Gomba, then the Gomba, then the Tan, Naso Gwa, then the Gwasong Gyo, Naso Gwa, then the Pegi, then Member Chero, then Rinpoche Pegi Mat, Peg, Rendu San Jam, Hakosuna, the Karichegis. Then they won't let Rinpoche to go.
How would they stop them?
You know, with like a weapon or like that, you know. See, like Rinpoche is the man, and he's the chief or head person of. Of course, of the monastery, but at the same time, the village also.
One second.
We'll go upstairs where it's more quiet. Because of this.
Why did the Chinese want them to leave? I mean, why did they want them to stay there?
The pem material, pem kind of materials. That's because. That's because, like, if Rinpoche will leave, since Rinpoche is the head lama of the monastery or chief of the monastery, plus the head lama, as well as chief of that area, you know. So if Rinpoche will leave, if they come to know that Rinpoche is going to leave for good, you know, then everyone will leave, which Chinese, they don't want to go. They don't want all the Tibetans to go. It's not only, this, not particularly this Rinpoche, but it's with all the Tibetans in Tibet, in Eastern Tibet or Amber side or whether, wherever they are, you know. If one head person will go, whether he's a Rinpoche or whether he's a head of the village, they don't want to go. They don't want them to go, because then all the village, like, they will come up and they all want to go, you know, because their chief is going. It's not only this particular place, but it's everywhere in Tibet. Whether it's in Eastern Tibet, or whether it's in Lhasa, or whether it's in Amdo.
Did anyone stay? I mean, how did they end up leaving? Like, in 1956, how did they, I mean, how did it actually happen? How did they end up leaving? I mean, did the Rinpoche say, well, I'm leaving for a year?
For a year.
And then, did he just never return after that?
He didn't return back.
No, was he left with a few like you?
Left with Chen Yongdo, Pei Yongdo. All the way they came, every day. He's always with him.
Did anyone stay at that monastery?
Other monks?
What happened to the monks?
There were many of them.
What happened to those monks when they found out that he wasn't going to return?
They started in 1956, and they went all the places where the all the way by this desert place, you know, which we Tibetans call it Changcho, you know. That's where there's only sand or desert is there. So that, I mean, he went here, went there, you know, like north he went, south he went, like that. So finally, like in 1957, he came to Lhasa, and like then it took another few months, like that, became. And then he went all these, there's a Sajja monastery, which you might not have seen. It's on the way to Lhasa. He went there, and then he went all these other big monasteries like Ngripung Sera, Gade, and all these places. So that took about 1 year, like that. I mean, that time there was no, I mean, Chinese, they can't say, like, if they go for pilgrimage, you know, they can't say that, oh, we are going. So in 1957-58, like Rinpoche, once he thought maybe he should go back to his monastery, but at the same time, like then he did more with more, you know, more. His more is like lamas they do with the beads.
Oh.
Okay. So like either it will say good, yes or no. Oh. If you, like if you want to do, if you want to do a kind of business, then we one person will go and ask lama whether if I do this business whether this will be successful or not. And they have this kind of more to do. All these lamas they can do. So it's Tel Rinpoche, he did more with Drama Poda, who is in Dehradun now. He's the highest such a Rinpoche, such a sect. He's the highest lama of such a sect. So that time he was only 12 years old, who is now in Dehradun. And he did more with this Drama Poda. And Drama Poda told him not to go back because it won't be good. It's better you stay at somewhere here or do something else, but don't go back to the monastery.
To digress a little bit, how long did you stay in the desert? I mean, no, maybe I shouldn't ask that. I mean, it's not a big deal. It's kind of weird that he stayed in the desert for.
Jungle, because it's cold, so because it's jungle.
Is it difficult?
Jungle, neto dawa chu pe, chipa chu gula thai ni ya chow. Thini le ya pe di da dawa chu pe chipa chu gula chow le ba. Sing so.
Nasa.
Thini lo sa le ba. Then you lost any mark or the young dava, Jupiter, but you grew your river. That logic leads us and go to Palace Harbor, or that in the Yasas.
They left, Rinpoche left the monastery in 1956 on the month of 10th Tibetan month and 19th date of 10th Tibetan month. So from that time, he spent like few months in Changtang, which is where there's a desert. It's a desert, but then there's so many nomads were there, you know, like black tents and a lot of yaks and rays and sheep.
So it's very easy.
Yeah. So it's very easy to stay. I mean, like he didn't stay in one place, but he like shifted here and there. You know, that took about almost 5-6 months, and
So when he got to Lhasa, did he like Lhasa? Or, I mean, was the accommodations good, and where did he stay? How was Lhasa?
The Lhasa pedi kosle Lhasa the chenam bas shibona chumbes.
Tini ya.
pleasant.
Once.
Before they came to Lhasa, they visited all these Sacha monastery, which is on the way to Lhasa. Then from there, they went to Trachin Lumpur, and then like Seran, Debung, Gaden, and all these places.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's one very big festival, like traditional festival, which we call as a Malam Kemo.
Malam
Kemo, which is very big annual festival for the Lhasa people. All these, all the monks and all the head lamas, whether they are Sacha sect or whether there's a Nyima sect or whether there's a Gelugpa sect, all the sects, monks, high lamas, priests, whether they are bhikkhus or bhikkhus, they all came in Lhasa to do this Malam Kempo, which is a kind of big puja they do, like it's annual puja that they always do it. That's the place where Torumbuche has offered 100,000 of butter lambs, and like he gave away most of his possessions to that time. He offered.
Where was this at?
It's in Lhasa.
What? When did he arrive? When did they all arrive in Lhasa?
Lhasa chena mo katin jose. He's not very sure, but on the 8th day of 12th month, December, 8th December. That's all Tibetan day, you know, Tibetan month and Tibetan day.
What year?
That was in 1957. It was end of 1957.
Almost
1958. And then they celebrated the Tibetan New Year in Lhasa.
Was it good? Yakudue?
That time, those years, like 1956, 1957, till 1959, everything was, cool.
Everything was cool in Lhasa.
In Lhasa, it was cool.
Even the Chinese didn't give them any trouble in Lhasa.
Because Jamaica do catch it, everything was like they were not violent. Outside, like everyone was like having little doubts.
What was happening at the? Does he know what was happening at his monastery while they were gone? With the Chinese figure. When did the Chinese figure it out? And were bad things happening back home?
Chenamba yape wudi kos di chule tanda magi mail dengi chulo. It was like when they were in Lhasa. End of 1957 and beginning of 1958. Then after that, they came towards to India side, which is there's a place called Chang Yambachen, which is like we have been that place. It's on the way. They spent about 7-8 months there. Chang Yambachen. they spent about 7-8 months, still like they were going here and there, like they were wondering whether they should come to India side. Whether they should come to India side or whether they should go back, whether they should go back to the monastery, you know, like. But then from those time, like when they were in Changambache and like that, you know, they used to get a message and letters from, you know, from the monastery and from the people of that village, saying that now the situation is becoming worse and worse.
Like how? I mean,
like. Te chena bal tanda karse kuri te yegen rada chan ten lau mero al magi pai ni te kande che chak karse kuri ne tu kande du bol re ya chan ten lau mero
tumi ta chong tu re ro
like
chong tu mong di
no
tumi ta pai chi pa ni ani che te tawa che le yo te ma to se che le yo
like people started coming from that place and now Chinese are becoming more they were not as like they were not as sweet as they were before, you know, like,
yeah.
So they were now they are trying to be more, they showed more force, and then naturally Tibetan, most of the Tibetans they come to know, and then that's how like Tibetans when they come to know that now the situation is becoming worse, like then most of the people they were trying to run away.
Why did they leave Tibet? I mean, why did they leave Lhasa?
Where did they live?
Yeah.
Lhasa che namba kanchi majune kanchi pheo me is.
Lhasa ni dan chungi cha de ba.
Onasa.
Chungi cha di de ni ne chong di ya ni hu de ba.
Onasa.
De ni de ni chuo xi ya la de. Tong ba de ni wo zao da ya fu mo mo ko de ni mo mo ko ye. I mean,
like with them they were those days like when they come with lots of yaks and and horses and mules and these sort of things, you know, and they have to rent a house and then like after all like whatever they have come for, you know, they have come to visit all these monasteries and they have come to offer things, you know, like for to the monasteries and then plus like when I'm Chemo. So they have done everything, you know, they have finished everything. So that's why I mean they didn't stay in
Lhasa. Oh, I see. Oh, okay.
There's no point of staying in Lhasa. They have finished their work.
So they went to Changyang Phuchen?
Changyang Phuchen. And they spent about 7-8 months there.
What did they do there? Just
Changyang Phuchen, you do Chinese. Rinpoche, in Changyambache there's a one monastery, one Gelugpa's monastery, and there he stayed in retreat. He stayed as a retreat.
Where did they go after they left Changyambache?
Changyambache Chun, they go there. So that was like they since they stayed in Changyambache like 7-8 months like that, you know, then now the everything is becoming worse and worse. And finally like starting in 1959 then they have also heard that His Holiness and His Holiness Kamapa they are now going they have already gone to the Nepal side or to India. So like they also like started, they also started like coming. But like when they have started coming, like then there were Chinese all over, you know, like everywhere there were Chinese. And then there were airplanes bombing, you know. And there was a, he says that there's a very high mountain, you know, where they were like, they were trying to hide in the like halfway of the mountain. And some of the yards and trees, they were on the, like, on the ground. And when they were bombing, like many of the yards and trees may be killed.
They bombed the area?
Yeah.
Because they knew that these guys were there?
China Batra Yaba Hakon Tam Medu Jagoro. Yeah, yeah. Because they were like, so because like no, what happened was they were there with so many yaks, so many mules, horses, this and that, and then like airplane first came and just went away. And after a few minutes or like that, again it came. Like it came 2-3 times and finally then they bombed.
Wow, must be.
But luckily like Rinpoche was he was okay. And himself and
they were in the mountain.
Yeah, they were in the mountain.
Where was this at? I mean,
that's in Changyangbuchen.
That was in Changyangbuchen,
yeah.
Before they left.
Yeah.
So
like they came to know that His Holiness Dalai Lama has already left.
Mm-hmm.
So now they were also like thinking of leaving in a day or two, you know. But that time then whole thing came. You know.
And then
airplane came.
Just as, so then what did they decide to do? They decided to leave that night or the next day or?
They did nam noim da meju chue te che. Yeah, they decided to leave that very moment. They had an idea of coming this side, but why they were there for a couple of more days back was like after offering all these offering things in Lhasa for Malam Chemo and all this, and then when they came to Changyangbuchen, there's a monastery, Gelugpa monastery, like all the monasteries and the monks up there are very much devoted to Thal Rinpoche, and they also like wanted them, want Thal Rinpoche to stay a few days there. Plus like it's not only their request, but Thal Rinpoche, since there were so many butters left, you know, Thal Rinpoche wants to offer as much as butter lamps as he can, you know. So there were so many butters that it was like day and night when they were offering, you know, still like it was like day and night they were offering and like people were so surprised, and people those who are staying who are staying in Changyangbuchen, they were so surprised. Like some of these old very old people, like those who have completely white hair, like they said that this is the first time they have ever seen in their life that someone is offering so much butter lamp.
And Thal Rinpoche was doing that.
Yeah, and Thal Rinpoche was doing that. And that's why like a couple of days were spent.
So the people at Changyangbuchen made them stay for a while.
Yeah.
So when they finally decided to leave, were they afraid of more bombs? I mean, were they frightened?
Then Thal number no man meda jab then che with then che number pe
or other Chinese.
That ya bomu du san che number che ya jira. Yeah, they were really afraid.
And also, you said the Chinese were everywhere. Did they have a hard time getting, I mean, did they ever get almost get caught? Did they ever had a hard time
that number Jibo member that Satole, Jamil Lazaro, Jew the Chen of
Bakulet, Hassani Lalo, Motel Langani, Chi over the Penny,
Jambachan, Dunyo.
No, but you gomba the water. Gomba shop and a motel on the water.
Honest,
put in it to
Jambachan than the Tichi over the Chamarmuches.
Tete ni ya tu chal pam ni. ta se jab jo jab jo 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 j
Those times there's also one Tulku who is Tarumbuche's brother. Tarumbuche is such a sect, his brother is Gajupa sect. He is also with Tarumbuche. And then, like, they were, like, now, they were always saying that it's now we should leave as soon as possible, and mm-hmm. like that. And that that very night, one of Tarumbuche's brother, who is not either monk or trugo, he's just layman. Then, Milam ki yorwa, Milam the sweet tamra. Rumbuche tamra. That very night, Rumbuche had a dream. Tarumbuche had a dream, saying that, like, he had a dream, such a dream that his brother, who is neither trugo nor lama, you know, he's a layman, he had a dream that he is riding a horse which, like in Tibet those days, horses are so, like, in states, like, you have the beautiful cars like Mercedes, Benz, or like Rolls Royce, or like that, no? So in Tibet, we don't have a cars, but instead of cars, we have
beautiful
and very expensive horses. Uh-huh. And his brother has a horse which is named as a Shakya or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Shakya, the name of the horse is Shakya. Mm-hmm. And he dreamed that Shakya, his brother is riding that Shakya mm-hmm. in the lake there's. In the lake there's one kind of road, you know, where you can see that there is a road. Mm-hmm. So he was riding that horse straight, you know, and if you go in the lake, of course you'll either have to swim or you'll die. Uh-huh. But there is a road, uh-huh. you know, and that, like, the Shacha horse is just going straight, you know. And then Rinpoche also told to his brother, who is Kajipa's pupil. The next morning he told that, oh, I had this kind of dream. So this his brother also said, now this is time to leave, and we should, like, go, we shouldn't go right or left, we should go straight, okay? Mm-hmm. We should neither see, we shouldn't go back, or we shouldn't go right or left, but we should always go right, I mean straight. Mm-hmm. So according to that, they went straight for like a couple of hours or like that, and then he's saying by the time that when we came, by that time it was almost like dark, you know. One of the monk who is in Changyambachan's monastery came suddenly, you know, like he's almost crying, you know, and he was the only monk who came from that after them who came, and he was saying, oh, after you guys left, after all Rinpoche's, after you guys left, you know, after like 2-3 hours later, there were like 40 trucks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, full of militaries.
Wow.
And all kinds of different ammunition here and there, you know. And they surrounded the monastery, and then the Chinese officers, they were asking, where are these Kampas? Kampa Rinpoches are, where they have gone, uh-huh. where they are, maybe you are just hiding, or uh-huh. if you are hiding, you better take them out, otherwise we'll kill you right there, you know, like then.
Wow.
The people in the monastery, or the people area of the monastery, and the monks, they said they have already gone, but we don't know where they have gone. And then they asked whether they have left any few, whether they have left the possessions or like that, and they said, well, they have left these sort of possessions, like things that
butter lamps,
not butter lamps. Oh. But butter lamps are all,
yeah,
almost all offered. But then, like, they have so many things, like seats, you know, where high
thrones,
and then like offerings in a shrine and like mm-hmm. that. Some of the things, heavy things, were left there. So they showed that, and they have taken those things.
Wow. So they went straight ahead. What happened when they went straight ahead?
They changed about pay with it. They changed this.
Then is something new. Then
all you have to do is do more. This more, you know. Like Rinpoche does that every time. Okay. So.
What Rinpoche, do you
mean? The more is like kind of foretell, like they count that in the beads.
Do more.
Okay. Yeah. So Rinpoche, he thinks of himself whether this is the best way to go, or whether this is the best way to go, mm-hmm. and then at the same time they hear from the people, like some people, like they meet
uh-huh.
people, you know, here and there. Yeah. So, oh, there's more, like 100 trips of militaries are there, that side or this side. So like. According to that, like they think that there's more militaries in east, then they come a little bit west or north or like that. At the same time, like he was doing all the time more, you know, which directions better. Oh. So like that, they have come all the way here.
Did they have a hard time getting across the border?
Ah, yeah. well, like they had a hardship on the way, but like they haven't met, there wasn't any, like they didn't meet any Chinese, like Chinese on the fire.
No, they didn't meet any at the border either.
No.
Did they meet up with any, where did they end up staying in Nepal?
Border. Yeah. The border?
Well, at the border, and then where they, after the
border. There's a border called Lo.
Lo?
Lo.
Lo.
Yeah, so they crossed that border.
Then where did they go? When they were in Nepal?
Then the Nepal family. So from Lo they came to Nepal.
Where'd they end up going? I mean, where did they stay? I mean, where did...
Nepal independent Kawajuri. This law is a border of Nepal border. So they stayed about one. So they stayed Lodji Yuri, they stayed in Lo 1 year after they crossed the border.
Where did they stay? I mean, 10?